When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Americans, we've become numb to the criminality of the former president. I mean, after 4 or 5 years of his chaos, no one's got the attention span, apparently. And that's why prosecutors, or at least that's why this particular columnist is asserting that prosecutors fear the American public really doesn't have the attention span to see Donald Trump get prosecuted and held accountable for his prior crimes. Now, the opinion piece I'm reading, Americans are numb as no prosecutor has the courage to take on Trump. That is an analysis from a Philadelphia Inquirer columnist named William Bunch. Now, I'm going to jump back into the body of this work. We've read from this. The fear of presidential accountability has paved an ever-widening superhighway from Nixon to Trump that surely convinced POTUS 45 that he could get away with anything, because so far, he has. From the all but one GOP lawmakers who gave Trump a free pass on Ukraine, thank you, Mitt Romney, only to see the real-world implications 2 years later, to conflicting reports over whether Attorney General Merrick Garland has the stomach to climb the January 6th ladder all the way to the Oval Office. Americans have come to doubt anyone in the public arena has the courage to take on this bully. Even Wednesday's shock report from the Manhattan DA's office has left a lot of folks numb, because we've come to fear that Nixon's boast was right all along. Bunch was left with one question. Is there not one high-ranking leader with the courage to call his bluff and stop a once and future autocrat from hiding in the long shadow of Richard Nixon? That was Will Bunch, and a lot of that is on Twitter if you want to find him, at @Will_Bunch on Twitter. You can find us on Twitter at Devil Radio. It's pretty easy. And you can always join this show. We're going to open up the phone lines. They've been open. I just didn't encourage you to call them yet until right now at 844-967-2789. But Fancy Brian, I'm not saying I've lost faith. I'm just losing faith. I'm losing faith. I thought, you know, the American way, justice would prevail. And at this point, man, I don't recall Watergate. I don't recall, you know, I was a little kid. I don't recall Ford pardoning Nixon and Nixon effectively getting away with it all. But I'm seeing it in real, you know, technicolor happening again. The Cheeto Messiah is getting away with everything. And, you know, you see these resignation letters, like the one written by the leaving DA at the Manhattan DA's office. I think the guy is guilty of multiple crimes. We've looked at all the evidence. The former DA of Manhattan agrees with me. Then why will no one of courage stand up and just do the right thing and indict the man? Not for political reasons, not just because I want to see Trump indicted, but his criminality. It's in the public record. It's so clear. It's so obvious. Just do it. Do it. Well, do it.
I got two things. One, yes, if you look at the entire history of the world, pretty much everybody, or every government up until, you know, has have this history of corruption. Everybody just kind of accepts it as like part of the normal course of action. This is the first time in history we've actually tried a representative democracy in a long-term way. So, yeah, everybody kind of, it's ingrained is my point. Everybody just assumes that it's going to be corrupt. It's not necessarily a good excuse. It's baked into the cake and people are exploiting it. On top of that, if you go after Trump, imagine what other, because he loves to point the finger, how much information does he have on everybody else and how much of the swamp actually is there? And that's the problem.
What and no offense, Vance Brian, I don't mean this as a derisive statement towards you, but that's horse crap, man. I mean, what, we're afraid of the truth. We're afraid of what it would be that Trump would disclose if he was ever cornered like a badger.
No, I just think that we're, he's corrupt. Yeah, everyone's corrupt. That's, I think that's just baked into the cake. With
well, everybody. Don't you think that's exactly the reason Donald Trump dropped a lawsuit against Hillary Clinton?
100%, man.
I'm getting indicted. Hillary's getting sued. We're all doing it. Yep. 844.
That's always been his excuse. Everybody's doing it.
844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, welcome back. You're our first caller today. It better be a good one. How you doing,
well,
Paul?
I'm not driving on a bell line, so I don't know how good it's going to be, but the whole thing is very troubling, and at this point, it is a cult. I do not understand for the life of me how this man can get away with all this stuff, and he's apparently been getting away with it for years and years. Yeah. So at some point, you need justice. I mean, I don't care who you are. But I don't know. Maybe he does have things on other people in higher places. I don't know.
I think that's how Epstein stayed out of prison. I don't think that Trump has compromising information on many, maybe a few of the underly lackeys that followed him around on the campaign trail, but not the rich sorts, not the oligarchs. He doesn't have anything on Putin, or he would have used it against Putin, just like Putin's using whatever he's got against Trump on Trump. Finish your thought, Paul. I'll let you give the last thought on this segment.
All right. For the life of me, I don't understand why people want to flush democracy down the drain. I don't get it. You know, the man got him 3 Supreme Court justices. They got him a tax break. I don't know, Crudy. I mean, maybe one of your other callers can fill in the blanks for me, but at this point, the Geo-Jesus, I mean, that sums it up.
Paul, I appreciate your call. Remember when George W. Bush said, you know, I don't want to live in a democracy, a dictatorship, unless, of course, I get to be the dictator. You know, being at the top of the pyramid, the food pyramid, the oligarch pyramid, life ain't so tough. You know, if you're the guy that always gets out of jail free, no matter what your crime, life ain't so bad, Paul. And to date, that's the way it's felt with Donald Trump. But I think the noose is tightening. The man is not the Teflon Don. He's the Cheeto guy. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. The Cheeto always sticks to your hand.
I got news for you, pal. They're going to nail us no matter what we do.
Very powerful.